So we covered a lot of ground today. And just a ton of ground in the Old Testament. When Jacob is restored to Esau, his brother. Daughter is raped. The cunning brothers slay the enemy in the process. It's just a pretty epic day. But it's a pretty forceful and epic day in what Christ had to say. He's speaking of John the Baptist and proclaiming him a prophet, affirming that he's a prophet. And then he says, how can I account for this generation? People have been like spoiled children whining to their parents. And that kind of jumped out at me because I see so much of that going on, or having had gone on, all around us. I'm not saying that that's the state of the church all over the world, but I think that that's kind of how we had become here in the United States. When they're prosperous for so long, you take it for granted. And I think that we've taken that into our faith and kind of woven it into the fabric of who we are. And sort of made, I guess, how do I say this? We've made Americanism Christianity. And just kind of, God, mom, and apple pie is our faith. And so as I've seen the transition of our economy in a little more difficult times that we've had to walk through and before us, kind of greeted this with, what are you doing here, Lord? What is this about? And I really have a sense that although this is difficult, and although we may face some hardship, it is unto our growth. It is unto God shaking away the fluff and the trappings that are really, honestly, killing us. Because we spend so much of our time maintaining our stuff that we really have no time left to be kingdom-minded. And I think Jesus is inviting us to look beyond that. Jesus promised that we would face certain levels of hardship. Because he did. And if he did, we will. But we have never faced anything like crucifixion, beheading, and the like. At least those in the sound of my voice in America. So a little shaking, a little restoring, a little shoring up is not a bad thing. And I think that God is inviting us to take the initiative to embrace the process and to move quickly forward because his people have something to do. And that something to do is to bring the kingdom. And we cannot bring the kingdom without being kingdom-minded. After Jesus says all this, he gets really kind and it moves my heart to hear his words. Are you tired? Worn out? Burned out by religion? I mean, all of us can say yes to those things. Everyone in the world can basically say yes to those things. And what does Jesus say? Come to me. Get away with me. And you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me. And work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me. And you'll learn to live freely and lightly.